It's the middle of the day. You're home with your kids. You get a phone call from some old friends. We just got into the airport, they say, come see us. I'd love to, you say. I'm in the middle of doing something with my kids right now. I can be there in about 2 hours. We're only here for a half hour. They say, you have to come now. If you would have told me yesterday, even a few hours ago, I would have had time to prepare myself, to arrange my schedule. I can't drop what I'm in the middle of right now to come see you. This week's parsha describes the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest. And on his robe, the Torah tells us bells are to be hemmed into the bottom. And the reason is explicit. Sheyishma kolo, that his sound should be heard as he enters the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. And why is it necessary for the Kohen Gadol to make noise as he enters into the Holy of Holies? The Ramban explains, firstly, common courtesy, respect. You're about to enter into the king's palace, and you may not enter the king's palace unannounced. You have to ask permission before you enter. And the bells, so to speak, were the asking of permission from Hashem, I'm about to enter. May I? The sages derive from here that a person should always knock before entering a room. In the same way as the Kohen Gadol would knock before entering into the Holy of Holies with his bells, even into a person's own home, they should knock before entering. And our children should see that their parents knock on their own front doors before entering so as not to startle or surprise somebody inside. And they should see us knocking on our own bedroom doors. If mommy's inside and the door is closed, daddy should knock before entering. And they should see mommy knocking before entering if daddy's inside. And they should even see us knocking on their bedroom doors. If a child's in their room and they close the door behind them, they have the right to the respect and the privacy that a parent knock before barging in and wait to hear the child say, come in, yes, you may enter. But more than that, the Ramban says the Kohen wore bells for a separate reason. The Kohen had to wear bells to announce to the angels that he was coming. The sages derive that special moment when the Kohen Gadol would enter into the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur, the holiest of days, was a unique moment only between the two of them, the Kohen Gadol and Hashem. And even the angels were not permitted to be present at that moment. And the bells would announce to them, you have a mission, you have to leave. I'm coming, and as I enter, you can't be here anymore. So as not to spring in upon them that all of a sudden he enters and they're in a place where they're not supposed to be, the bells announce to them, a task is at hand. And we have to wear bells on our clothing for our children. Because our children can't read our minds. They don't know that we have a meeting tonight, and therefore dinner has to move quicker than usual. Or that bath time is about to start in 2 minutes. Or if we're at the ball game, that we have to leave at the end of the 8th inning. And for whatever it is that they're doing, it's as important to them as the things that we do are in our lives. And when we spring on them a certain task, whether or not it's a simple task of coming to the dinner table, or it's getting into the shower, or it's leaving a ball game, if they don't know it's coming, you're guaranteed to get the same resistance that we have when someone demands our attention without any warning in the middle of our day. And a simple statement, in the 4th inning, guys, we have to leave at the end of the 8th inning. Children, supper's going to be served in 5 minutes. Or bath time is in 6 minutes. Bath time is now in 3 minutes. Bath time is in 1 minute. The resistance isn't there because it's not coming in the middle of their game. And the middle of their game is as important to them as everything else is to us. And that warning, in the same way that the Kohen Gadol wears bells to warn the angels, it's time to go. The warning that we give the children allows them to prepare themselves for whatever task is at hand. So when the task comes, we can be firm and committed to whatever it is that we said has to happen because they've had time to prepare themselves, which is the same thing that we need to get things done. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.